Log Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you're once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Overseer Joseph E. Jackson from Washington, D.C. will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. He's going to play a song for us on tonight before he brings forth God's word. I just want you all to be aware of that. But you need your Bibles, you need your pens and paper so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. Why? Because we don't want anyone to ever think that we're making up things as we go or to take it for granted. That's why the word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why you need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so you can follow along. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would pray with me as we touch and agree and go before God's throne together on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your servants, we are coming together once again, touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you for being the Most High God, the Great I Am. So we come now in the name of Jesus, thanking you again for who you are. We bless your name. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on this earth would not be in vain. We come now asking, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones. I especially lift up our brother in Christ, Brother Cornelius, who just had the homegoing service of his 36-year-old sister on yesterday. He had lost 5 members in his family within the last past 8 months, so we want to continue to lift him up and his entire family, not only his family, but all those that have lost loved ones. The corporal from Wayne County Sheriff Department just lost his life due to the COVID virus. We want to lift his family up in prayer. Corporal Robinson. Not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land, let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength, your comforting power as they go through their hour of bereavement. And let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are homeless and less fortunate than we are in the name of Jesus. We now lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that have mental issues, those that have suicidal thoughts, those that are depressed. We know that you are the healer. So touch, heal, and deliver and set free all those that are dealing with issues, Heavenly Father, that we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And after you have healed them and delivered them and set them free, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that they would come forth with holy boldness and letting the world know that it's you who have healed them and delivered them and set them free for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that your word will go forth with power on tonight as you use your man of God, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, through your Holy Spirit, that your word will be received on tonight. And we lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight, whether by phone or through social media, on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that your word will go forth and they will be able to hear your word and then receive it. And after hearing and receiving your word on tonight, they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for opening the doors that now this worldwide platform can now be heard through in your prisons all over the United States. So we know that this is of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. You are doing great things through this worldwide ministry and platform, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. We give you the glory, honor, and praise for it. In Jesus' name, continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, even to the new listeners that have tuned in on tonight for the first time. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. On tonight, we do have another spiritual proof of thought, as always. Tonight's spiritual proof of thought comes to us saying, don't be afraid to lose people who weren't good for you anyway. Now, I can touch and agree with that for my own life, and I'm sure that some of you all can as well. So once again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought, don't be afraid to lose people, in other words, who were not good for you anyway. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take notes that I do not own the copyrights to any songs played on this worldwide platform or ministry. Once again, I do not own the copyrights to any songs played on this worldwide ministry and platform. In the form of announcement, please mark your calendars, because as I said earlier in the prayer, God is doing great things through this worldwide ministry. It is truly growing, and we just give God the glory. It's marvelous in our eyes. We give God the glory for it because we know that this is of his doing. Please mark your calendars for upcoming Thursday in February the 3rd. Normally, Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth the word, but I have so many new men and women of God that's coming forth that are going to share the word of God. Don't think that Deacon Marvin Cox is being excluded. No, because he's still going to be bringing forth God's word as well. But on the first Thursday in February, we have none other than Pastor Rondell Brown will be bringing forth God's word. Love Center Church Ministry, he is the pastor of that church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan. Pastor Rondell Brown will be my special guest on Thursday, February the 3rd. Then we have Minister Tamron Eppinger every first Saturday night delivering God's word. He's a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve as the musician. Minister Tamron Eppinger brings forth God's word every first Saturday night. Then we have Bishop Rosemary Jairu out of Slidell, Louisiana, every second Thursday night. Bishop Rosemary Jairu out of Slidell, Louisiana, brings forth God's word. Then every second Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox from Detroit, Michigan, brings forth God's word. He always shares inspirational poems first and deliver God's word. every third Thursday night. I'm sorry, every third Saturday night, we have Deacon Eddie Blakely, the Sunday School Superintendent, also of the Morning Star Baptist Church. Deacon Eddie Blakely brings forth God's Word. And as you all know, on tonight we have none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. He comes forth over this worldwide platform every third Thursday night delivering God's Word. Then we have every fourth Saturday, we have Pastor Norman King, my first cousin out of Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministry. I'm dealing with so much on tonight, but I'm so excited at the same time. We have Pastor Norman King out of Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry. He brings forth God's Word every fourth Saturday night. I have as a special guest on the fourth Thursday night of February, normally Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy out of Conyers, Georgia, brings forth God's Word. But I have a special guest that's going to be bringing forth God's Word on Thursday night, February the 24th. You do not want to miss this awesome, powerful man of God, Pastor Mark Holloway. He is the pastor of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Hopper Woods, Michigan. He will be bringing forth God's Word on Thursday night, February the 24th. So I hope that you all have marked your calendars so that you can tune in and be blessed by these awesome men and women of God as they deliver God's Word. I am not going to do a music break song. I'm going to do a closing song, but because Overseer Joseph E. Jackson has a song that he would like to pray for us on tonight, that would be the music break song that he's going to come forth and pray for us now. And following his song, we're going to yield the mic to Overseer Joseph E. Jackson to deliver God's Word. And I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along on tonight. Remember that all of these broadcasts are kept in archives. You can share this with your friends and family and loved ones, your neighbors, even your enemies, and let them know. They can always go to this website, blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels, and tune in and be blessed by God's Word. So right now I yield the mic to Overseer Jackson. You can go ahead and play your song, Overseer Jackson, and then go direct into God's Word. Thank you. Thank you. Overseer Jackson, before you bring forth God's word, I want you to know that the phone lines are open for everyone that has dialed in. I just want you to know that the phone lines are open that they can give their praises and amens as you deliver God's word. Now I yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. We honor God for the privilege of being with you again this evening. I wanted Dottie Peoples, and that's who that was, the songbird of the South, to open up my sermon tonight with that sermonic selection, You Can Begin Again. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight, ending all over. You Can Begin Again. This is 2022, and it's a new year, a new beginning, And some of us need a new beginning. We've caught all kinds of hell and all kinds of trials and tribulations through the years that preceded this, and people are in a flux right now. They need a word of hope, and the Lord dropped this thing in my spirit. I was on my way to Newport News, Virginia one day, and Dottie came on the air with this song, and I'm so glad the Holy Ghost said, turn your car and pull over to the side of the road and listen to the lyrics. I'm a lyricist. I love to hear. I'm not always hooked into the beat. I want to hear what the song has to say. I need something that's going to help me get through a crisis. I need something that's going to help me when I'm going through a problem. I need somebody that's going to say something that I can come back to and help me to get through a situation. And she began to sing this song, "You Can Begin Again." I don't care what you've done. I don't care what has happened. I don't care how you've been hurt. I don't care if you walked away from the church. I don't care what you did. As long as you get back to Jesus, you can, glory to God, begin again. And I'm so glad the Lord pulled me over, because if he hadn't, I might have had an accident on the highway simply because I got caught in my car praising and magnifying and glorifying God, because I had been in a state where I needed God to come and I needed him to rescue me. And he utilized that song to be a blessing. And so if you really want something to carry you through, Google that song by Dottie Peoples, "Begin Again." I promise you that when you're going through something, it'll be a blessing to you. Father, we thank you. We praise and we honor, we glorify, we magnify your name. Pastor Brown has already prayed, and so I don't have to do a whole lot of praying. I just need you to touch. It's preaching time right now, and I need you to touch now in the name of Jesus. Less of me and more of you. Father, somebody needs a word. Somebody needs to know that you care. Somebody needs to know that they can make it back. Somebody needs to know that you're looking for them to come back home. We're asking you, God, now in the name of Jesus, to allow the Spirit of God to do what has to be done. I ask for the spirit of conviction to go forward. I ask for you to do the spirit of reconciliation. But whatever you do, Lord, encourage somebody right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Less of me and more of you, Father. Rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus and give us the victory tonight. Give us the victory tonight. We want the victory over sin. We want the victory over all of the issues that have come against us. We want the victory, and the victory is in Christ Jesus. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. How we thank you. We praise and we adore and we magnify and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Forgive me. But when you've gone through something, and God has come in and blessed you and brought you out of a series of madness, you can't help but think of his goodness and his mercy. That's why the old saints used to say, "When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God."
Hallelujah. I'm a witness.
I want to just tell him thank you. Listen. I know folks are going through all kinds of trouble and trauma right now. I know the pandemic has messed up our minds. The pandemic has not only taken people out of here physically, but it's put many people in a state of depression, and folks are committing suicide, and people are throwing up their hands. But I heard the word of God say that if you faint in the day of adversity, your faith is small. I heard him tell us that, in other words, we've got to learn how to continue to do good in this season, because God said that he's going to do something in a new season. If you just hold on, your due season is coming. Listen, there are four seasons. There are really five. We talk about summer, spring, winter, and fall, but I got news for you. There's a due season coming, and in the regular seasons, when the regular seasons come, you know that you're getting ready to go into a new season, because you can see the signs of what's happening from the old season. But when the due season comes, it just comes on unexpectedly, and God is saying that if you just hold on just a little bit longer, glory to God, your due season is about to come upon you. You're about to get the things that you need. You're about to do the things that you want to do. I'm there to help you, glory to God. Just don't faint on me now, glory to God. Don't faint on me now. I saw something on Facebook the other day that blessed me. It said, "Don't quit. Somebody is praying for you, and you will make it through this. God is on your side." I'm going to say it again to somebody. Hear this. It's a rhema word, a right now word for somebody. Don't quit. Don't you give up, whatever you do. I don't care what's going on. Don't quit. Some someone is praying for you, and you will make it through this. God is on your side. That's the name of God. And let me tell you who that someone is that's praying for you. Let me just tell you who it is. If you get your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 22, verse 31, I'm going to read something that was a blessing to me, and I hope it'll bless you. Luke 22 and 31, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you." He didn't just pray. He said, "I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented," Simon, I know you've been walking with me, but "when you have repented and turned to me again," that means you were with me, but you walked away. I want God to strengthen. I want you to strengthen your brothers.
Yes, Lord.
Let's look at what's happening here. Everybody makes a mistake. That's what Dottie People says. You can begin again. Before I began to look at this message tonight, the Lord had me go into the book of Revelation, and I began to look at the seven churches that Jesus was talking to John about. And he was talking to the church of Ephesus, a great and a mighty church. And he said to them, he said, "You know what, fellas, I know your works. I know who you are. I know what you've done." He said, "I know how you've held out. I know the things that you're doing. I know your strengths. I know your weaknesses. But I got something to say to you. I got something against you. I got a problem with something." And he turned around and said, "You have left your first love." He said, "I need you to do me and yourself a favor, and I need you to go back where you left it and find it and pick it up again and do your first works all over." He said, "Because if you don't, I'm going to take you, your lampstand, out of the whole process. You got a choice. Get your act together." And so he turns around and he says to us today, "I'm soon to come. This is no time for you to mess up. This is no time for you to take a vacation from church. This is no time for you to take a sabbatical from God's house. This is no time for you to backslide. This is no time for you to throw your hands up and say, 'I can't do this,' because I told you that he that endures to the end, that is the person that's going to be saved. I told you that." And some of you have become weaker than you think you are. You don't pray like you used to. You don't fast like you used to. You don't read the word like you used to. And I hear him saying to somebody, you've allowed the cares of the world to take your mind off of me. You caught up into the things that are happening around you. Oh, yeah, you got problems in your home. You got problems on your job. You got problems in the community. Oh, yes, the country is a mess. But I got news for you. I'm still God. I'm still God.
Yes.
I'm still God.
Yes.
I'm God. I didn't do anything to you, but you walked away from me. You walked away from me. You're not where you used to be. You're not close like you used to be. And you don't have the same fervor that you once had. And if you're not careful, you'll be going back into the world and taking on things that you once put off. And I told you there's a danger in doing that. Because if I deliver you from sin, if I deliver you from alcohol, if I deliver you from lesbianism, if I delivered you from drunkenness, if I delivered you from gossiping, if I delivered you from lying, and I rebuke that devil, don't you realize that that devil is coming back again to try you?
Oh, yes, sir.
And he comes back and finds that you have not kept that house clean. Don't you know he said he'll go out and find seven other devils worse than himself, and he'll bring them back, and they'll take control of you, and your latter state will be worse than your first. Don't you realize that I told you that this is a warfare that we're involved in? Satan ain't playing games. He's subtle. He'll do whatever he has to do to keep you from making heaven. He'll discourage you any kind of way that he can. Don't you realize he has an assassin assigned to you because he knows that I want to use you to my glory and to my honor? Don't you realize this? You don't fight against flesh and blood. You're fighting against principalities. The devil is real. Just as real as I am. And he's not playing games. His whole purpose is to come to steal and to kill and to destroy. He does not want you to get what he lost. He knows what heaven is like. He's seen the streets of gold. He knows that the gates are made of pearls. He's seen the crystal fountain. He knows what you are in store for, and he doesn't want you to have it. And he's subtle. He tricked Eve. He can trick you.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you realize that he realizes that you have power to destroy his kingdom? Every day you wake up, he gets nervous because he doesn't know what God is going to do through you to come against him. And so his purpose is to keep you from getting where God wants you to be in him. Let's go back to the scripture and let's really dissect it and see what's happening here. Jesus had just told the disciples after he had instituted the communion service, and they were on their way to Gethsemane where he had to drink from the cup that he knew that would separate him from God. He knew that his hour had come. He couldn't get out of it. He knew, and he told his disciples, he said, tonight they're coming after me. I'm not going to be able to get away from them. They're going to snatch me, they're going to take me, and they're going to hurt me, and they're going to kill me. He said they're going to smite the shepherd, and the sheep are going to flee. Every one of y'all are going to go your separate ways. You're going to run for your life. And Peter and all of the other apostles said, oh, no, God, that's not so. No, 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 no. No, Jesus, we'll be there to the end. We're going to be there with you. We'll die with you if necessary. And Peter turned around and said, I ain't going to let nothing happen to you. Remember, I got the sword. Nobody's going to hurt you as long as I'm here. And Jesus looks at Simon and says, Simon, Simon, the devil has decided or has asked permission to snatch every one of you, not just you, Simon, but all of you. He knows what you're about to do. He knows the power that I've given you, and his purpose is to destroy each and every one of you. He says, but I pleaded in prayer for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when you are converted, when you get your act together and you come to yourself and you realize who I really am and you come back to me, he said, then I want you to strengthen your brothers. That's the call God has given to us. We're all going through a struggle for a reason. You're going through in order to be a blessing to somebody else. Why do you think you're going through the problems you're going through? Job said, man that's born of a woman is a few days, and those days are full of trouble. You got to go through something.
Yes,
sir. Somebody and tell somebody that God will make a way if he's never made a way for you. How are you going to tell somebody that God will feed you if you've never been hungry? How are you going to tell somebody that God pays a bill when your bills have already been paid? How are you going to do all of these things? Sometimes you got to go through.
Yes, sir.
It had to happen. It had to happen. But understand this, that after this, like the songwriter said, there will be glory after this.
Glory.
Hallelujah. There will be glory after this. After all of the suffering, after all of my heartache, after all of my sadness, there will be glory after this.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Peter. I got news for you. You got to remember who Peter was. Now, if Peter can fall, any of us can fall. You got to know who Peter was. Peter was the first one that Jesus, after Andrew had told Peter about Jesus, Jesus went to Peter first and said, follow me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Peter was there when Peter was with Jesus on a number of distinguishing occasions. He was there when his mother-in-law got sick, and he took Jesus to the house, and Jesus looked at the mother-in-law and told the mother-in-law, or rather did for the mother-in-law what had to be done, and healed her on the spot. He was there when the woman with the issue of blood came up behind him and touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. He was there when Bartimaeus cried out, have mercy upon me. And Jesus gave him his sight. He was there. He was there when he went to Jairus' house. And Jesus healed the daughter. He was there when he went to Lazarus' tomb and called Lazarus forth out of the grave. Peter was there. He had seen all of the magnificent marvels that Jesus had done. It was Peter who walked on the water when he saw Jesus and turned around and said, if that's you, bid me come. And when Jesus said, come, he stepped out on water, was the second person to walk on water. Peter was somebody.
Yes, sir.
It was Peter who answered the question that John asked Jesus through his disciples when John was in jail. John turned around and asked Jesus through the disciples, are you really the one? I know I baptized you. I know I said that this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, but I'm in jail right now, and Herod is about to take my head. Are you really the one? And Peter answers John's question. When Jesus asked the boys, he said, who do men say that I am? And all of them began to tell him who people had said that he was. He said, no, fellas, I'm asking you, who do you say? You've been with me.
That's right.
You've seen all of the signs in the world. Who do you say that I am? And that's an important thing. You've got to know Jesus for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Just because your mom and your grandpa knew him don't mean you know him. You've got to know Jesus for yourself. Notice yes, what sir. I said. You don't have to know of. You've got to know Jesus, and he's got to know you, because you don't want to have him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You need a relationship with him.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
It was Peter that answered the question. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus looked at him and said, Pete, you know what? Flesh and blood didn't tell you. Didn't no man tell you that? That came from the Holy Ghost. That came from the Father himself. And he said, and upon that fact, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The Catholic Church makes a mistake and thinks that Jesus was saying, upon Peter, I'm going to build the church, because Jesus called him the rock. No. Why would he build his church upon somebody who was going to deny him?
That's right. Make it plain.
He said, Peter, upon this rock, the fact that you said, I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail. And look at what Peter does. He said, you know what? I'm hanging there with you. And Jesus looked at him. You got to read. That's why you got to read the word. Jesus looked at him a little later on in that same scripture and said, you know what, Peter? He said, before the cock crows, before the rooster crows in the morning, he said, you're going to deny me three times. You know, you, Peter, you know, Peter, you are the one, Father, that you are the one that's going to deny me. You talking about you're going to be there for me. But guess what? When they came for him in the garden, what happened? It was Peter that took out a sword and cut off one of the soldiers' ears. But in order to keep Peter from going to jail, Jesus turned around and healed the soldier. And what happened? Every one of them except John ran for their lives. Even Peter ran for his life. But then he turned around and started following the crowd to see what was going to happen to Jesus. The Bible tells you that on three occasions he got by the fire, and one person said to him, hey, that's one of Jesus' fellows. And he looked at him and said, you're lying. I don't know what you're talking about. He went to another fire. Some one woman looked at him and said, you look like you one of them folk that follow Jesus. And Peter went to cussing. Oh, Peter cussed. That old nature rose up in Peter. That old fisherman's nature rose up in him. And don't you think it won't rise up in you? You let something come against you the wrong way, and you ain't where you ought to be in Christ. You go to cussing, too. He cussed that woman out.
Lord Jesus.
And somebody else said the same thing. And Peter lied again. And the minute he finished lying, the cock crowed, and Jesus turned around and looked at him. And their eyes caught. And the Bible said Peter walked away sorrowful. In other words, Peter came to a place that some of y'all are at right now. You're saying, I've done something that he will never forgive me for. I've done something. I've been hooked up into some things that he can't get me out of. I'm not where I ought to be, but I can't go back to him because I failed him. But I got news for you. When Jesus died on the cross, he said something that was unique. He turned around and he said, Father, forgive them.
Yes,
for they
Lord.
Know what they do. Lord, Peter didn't
Thank
know
you.
What he was doing. Peter is just flesh, God. He's flesh. He's flesh. And the flesh rose up in him. He's flesh. Forgive him. For he knew not what he was doing. He had to do what he did. Judas could have had the greatest of testimonies of them all. He could have turned around and said, I betrayed Jesus. But when Jesus was on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If Judas had not had self-loathing for himself, he could have run to Christ and said, forgive me, and would have been forgiven and would have had the greatest testimony of all of the apostles. But because he couldn't forgive himself like some of y'all can, he hung himself. That's why folks are committing suicide and doing all kind of crazy things, because you don't know how to give your burden to God and let him handle it.
Look up now.
I'm almost through. Peter hid. He hid because he was afraid. He knew that if they went after Jesus, they will come after him. And Peter and all of the apostles hid. The only one that stood by him was John. And John was the one who Jesus had given his mother to care for. He was the only one of the apostles that hung by the cross. Everybody else had hidden. But I like what happened on the day he rose. In the garden, he met Mary, and he told Mary, you can't touch me because I haven't gone back to my Father yet. He said, but I want you to go, and I want you to tell the apostles that you've seen me. I want you to tell them that I'm alive and well. I want you to tell them to meet me in Galilee. And as Mary turned run to tell him, he said, wait a minute, and go get Peter. Go. He can begin again. Go get Peter. Go get him. He's not left out. He thinks he is, but he's not left out. Go get him. The Bible says he went back and told all of them what Jesus said. And Peter comes and is restored to God. Why? Because the Bible said God prayed for him. Didn't the word say a little later on that one day Peter was sitting by the fire on the shore? And he and Jesus had a conversation. And the conversation went like this. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord. He said, feed my sheep. Going back to when you converted, then you strengthen the brothers. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter looked at him the second time and said, you didn't ask me that once. Yes, I love you, to feed my sheep. And Jesus turned to him a third time and said, Peter, do you really love me? And I can imagine Peter was about to get a little upset. And he turned around and said, yes, Lord, you know I do. Because I've started over again. I mended the relationship that I broke when I said what I said. We've got a fellowship going again. And Jesus says to him, feed my sheep. In closing, I'm saying to somebody tonight, all you got to do is go back to God.
Yes, Lord.
Give him the situation, let him know what the situation is, and let him deal with it. There are some things only God can change. Did you hear what I said? There are some things that only God can fix.
Yes, Lord.
And he does it in time. He does not do it right away. He does it in time. I had a situation not too long ago where for 56 years, I'm 75 now, 56 years, I've been praying this one prayer. When are you going to help me with this thing? And one day, last year, he spoke to my heart and said, the thing that bothers you, like I told the Egyptians, will bother you no more.
Mm-hmm.
You overcome now. It's yours. If you fall back into it, brother, it's because you want to. I've given you power to overcome. And I know that it's real because the enemy has come and tried and tried and tried. And I have the authority now to say, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Bible Amen. Says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You got to learn how to tell him no. Jesus told you, the scripture says, that when the devil tempted him in the wilderness, three times he asked him questions, and three times Jesus had to rebuke him. And the Bible said, and he departed for a season, letting you know he was coming back again, and he's coming back at you again. But God will give you the power to overcome. All you got to do is place in his hand. Lord, I give you my life. Give me the authority to overcome. The Bible says he stands at the right hand of the Father, pleading, making intercession for us. In other words, he's there constantly talking to God. Give him the strength, God. Give him the knowledge. Give him the wherewithal. Lord, help him in his hour of weakness. Be with him, God. I know he's just dirt, but God, I'm asking you now. He's one of ours. I died. If my blood covers his sin, help him now in the midst of his trouble. Help him in the midst of his trial and his tribulation. Help him to overcome. He's pleading for you. Remember Dr. Norwood sang a song? She said, somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time to pray for me. Said, I'm so glad they prayed. She turned around and said, the mother prayed. She talked about everybody who prayed, but I know one person who's still praying for me, and that is Jesus. But Jesus prayed for me, and because he prayed for me, glory to God, I can make it through the trials. I can make it through the trouble. I can make it through the tribulation because he prayed for me. He said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Your due season is on the way, bro. Sister,
thank you, Jesus.
God is about to open some doors and some avenues that no man can shut. God is about to shut some doors that no man will open as well. God is about to show you some things that's going to blow your mind.
Thank you.
Ha, glory to God, because you hung in there with him. Yes, you made it. But you need to do like they do in the ring. You need to get up before they count you out. In some of the great fights, you saw them knock one another down, but before they counted 10, they got back up, and they had a comeback and won the fight. You need to come back and let God do for you what needs to be done. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We bless you. We praise and magnify your name. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for standing by us. We thank you for not terminating us. We thank you for not negating our future because of our past. We thank you for making a way of escape for us. We thank you. And we bless you for being in our lives. We bless you for being God. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. May amen. Bishop, may Overseer Jackson, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, I needed that word. That's confirmation for me on tonight. And I know that it's not just for me. It's for someone else that's tuned in on tonight. What a powerful word from the Lord. Yeah, that's a right now word. That's a rhema word. So I just thank God for using you to share that good news with me. And don't throw in the towel. Don't give up the fight. Because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's.
It is.
So we know that God is in control. So right now, again, the phone lines are open. If there's anyone that's listening on the line right now that would like to have words of encouragement to Overseer Jackson, or do you have a question for him on tonight, feel free to do so now.
Brother Jackson, that was a wonderful word this evening. Thank you so much. I got a question. What would you say to a person that's a babe in Christ and things that happened in their life and they gotten off on the wrong track? How can you tell them how they can begin again and get the life right?
Well, the one thing that I would do is just what we were talking about tonight. If you know them well enough to be a confidant to them, you can simply say, listen, you're not in this thing alone. We all make mistakes. And what I try to do is I let people know where I came from. It took me time to evolve into who I am. You don't become a giant in Christ overnight. It takes time. And that's what you need to do. You need to let them know. In other words, you got to be careful what you're saying now, but you got to let them know, I wasn't always who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It took time for me to become who I am today. I made mistakes. I made some great mistakes, but the mercy of God was extended to me. And because when I went to God, I was able to say, forgive me. You know, you look at them. What you can do is you can tell them. That's why they read the word, David killed a woman's husband after he had taken her and impregnated her and killed the woman's husband. And it wasn't until Nathan came to him and said, David, and brought Nathan up on charges and brought David up on the charges. And David turned around and recognized that he was in trouble. That's why he turned around and said, let him know that life has some problems and you ain't gonna miss the mark all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But all you got to do is, like, I love what one person, and I'll stop. I love what one person told me years ago. They said, you know what? Be honest with God.
That's
Don't
right.
Don't because he already knows the situation.
Be
honest with God. And when you're honest with God, he'll bring you out. And that's what he's done for me. He'll put that person.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gwen.
Amen.
Anyone else on the line that would like to give any encouraging words to Overseer Jackson, or if you have a question, the lines are still open. Once again, thank God for I don't take this lightly. I have to thank God, Overseer Jackson, for all the listeners for letting me know. God has a unique way of doing things. He connected me with the right persons in the Facebook world, and they had to go through a board to approve me to be able to have my worldwide show to be able to be heard throughout the prisons all over the United States. So now that I'm able to have this ministry and broadcast shared with prisoners all over the United States, and now I share my church ministry and other ministries that I'm connected with through this website as well. Prisoners can get the words. Prisoners that are not saved can become saved in Jesus' name after hearing the word. And even those that are incarcerated, that are backslidden, they can come back just like he was just talking about in the word tonight. They can be forgiven if they pray right and ask God to forgive them in Jesus' name. They can be forgiven of their sins, and he has started them all over again. They can be a vessel used by God, even behind prison bars. So we just thank God for you, Overseer Jackson. I needed this word on tonight. You just gave me confirmation. You just gave me more strength and power through God's word to run on to see what the end is going to be, because my better is still coming.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Overseer Jackson, I just want you to know that you are a vessel truly being used by God. And I just thank God for allowing our crossways to pass across one another. And I don't take that lightly or for granted. And so I just thank God for all the new men and women of God that's going to be coming forth in the near future to deliver God's word. So we know that it's not about us. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. And I thank God that Jesus prayed for me. I've heard my mother pray. She's gone on to be with the Lord over 15 years ago now. She raised 9 of us by herself, but with the help of God. And I've heard her walking through the house many nights. She thought we were asleep, but I've heard her praying and crying out to the Lord. And so now, just like you said in the Word, she had a personal relationship with Jesus, and that's what we all have to have, our own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I thank God that through her, I know how to pray for myself now, because sometimes we can't get to the pastor. Sometimes we can't get to the deacon. So you got to know God. You got to know Jesus for yourself and know how to get a prayer through, and that he will hear and answer your prayer. So you have blessed me with this word on tonight, and I know that I'm not the only one that has been blessed and encouraged by this word on tonight, Overseer Jackson. So you continue to be blessed by God. Continue to allow him to use you, because you are truly being used by God, and you truly is a blessing to the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So with that being said, we get ready to close out for tonight. I'm going to close out with my closing prayer, and then I'm going to do our closing song on tonight, Total Praise. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come touching and agreeing on it tonight as your vessels, as the doers of your word, not just hearers only. We're coming together again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that he prayed for us. And he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercessions for the saints of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. We don't deserve it. We are not worthy of it, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your angels that you have kept all around us, that watches over us throughout the day and throughout the night while we slumber and sleep. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every believer. We give you glory, Heavenly Father, because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. And no matter what it looks like, we thank you that you are in total control at all times. And we have thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us know that we have to wait on you. It's all about your timing, because you know when to bless your people. And you said that you will bless us if we continue to walk upright. So we ask that you would help us to walk upright and be doers of your word and not just hearers only, that somebody would be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you would get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we also lift up all those that have faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless them. Even those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time, bless them as well. And grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't forget to tune in this coming Saturday night, January the 22nd. Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministry, will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by through this awesome man of God. We're going to close out for tonight. Remember, I love you, but know what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.